Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message. As we approach the final hours of another year, we have much to be thankful for, not least of which is our life, health, and strength. On tomorrow, which is New Year's Eve, at 5 o'clock p.m., we will be observing a watch night service as our final service of the year. It will provide us with a perfect opportunity to give thanks for all the blessings of the previous year and to call upon God to help us in the year ahead. In case you didn't know, the dress is casual. Show and tell was held during our BTU hour, and there were many presenters. The youth department in particular was very good. Unfortunately, we do not have the video for many parts of the presentation. We will make available some of what was captured on our YouTube channel. Our missionary day is right around the corner and will be held on Sunday, January 12th at 2:30 p.m. The guest preacher for the occasion will be Reverend D.S. Taylor, who is the pastor of East Rock Ford Missionary Baptist Church in Waysboro. All members are asked to bring a special offering of $25 for the program. Dinner will be served between services. And now, just a few comments on yesterday's message, Coming to Grips with Death. Death is the enemy of life and mankind, and Satan has used the fear of it to keep us in bondage. But the good news is that Jesus has defeated Satan and conquered death and has given us a weapon to use against death that can defeat and overcome it. That weapon is faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. But like any weapon, it is useless to have if knowledge of its use is not known or utilized. For example, a gun can be a powerful weapon against a hostile enemy, but it can't help the person who possesses it if that person doesn't know how to load it, aim it, or pull the trigger. Likewise, the gospel provides us with everything we need to overcome death, but it is useless if we don't know it or use it properly. Just knowing about the gospel and not applying it is equivalent to having a gun and not being able to use it against an enemy. By coming to grips with death, we begin to and make a real effort to understand, accept, and deal with the problem of death from a Christian perspective. We begin to face our enemy head on by applying the gospel of Jesus Christ and facing the reality of our worship, our praise, and our faith. Too many people are misled into believing that the proper application of the gospel is not required to enter into heaven and overcome death. There are far too many of us who are seeking a way to overcome death by the fact that we come to church or listen to the gospel or profess to be a Christian, or do something that shows we have an interest in overcoming death. But until we begin to rightly apply the gospel of Jesus Christ, all the other things will prove insufficient. Coming to grips with death means we understand and accept the challenge and threat death poses, and are ready to apply the full measure of the gospel to confront and overcome our enemy. So, if we are serious about conquering death, let us be sure we leave no stone unturned. Look for our Sunday School preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday School daily Bible reading anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.